Preaching time. Amen. It is now time to hear what thus says the Lord for Abundant Life Christian Ministries on this October 12, 2014. So after the singing of the sermonic selection, we will hear word from God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I said, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
How many of y'all know that this is the day that God has made? We are here to rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
In it. How many of y'all also know that God is able to do?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Exceedingly and abundantly. Through all things. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even sometimes when you're not on the right path, he still does exceedingly and abundantly, right?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And I thank God for that each and every day.
Amen.
So we'll just lift this song up to him. Exceedingly. Abundantly above all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All you can ask or think, according to the powers that worketh in you. See, God is able to do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. See, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Thank you, Jesus. So don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you that you know that the Lord is? See, he's able. Hallelujah. We're going to sing that one more time.
Yeah.
Sing exceedingly. Yeah. Abundantly. Above all. Hallelujah. All you can ask or think, according to, hallelujah, the powers that work within you. Sing, God is able to. Just what he said, hallelujah, he would do. Lord, you're gonna fulfill, Jesus. Not fulfill every promise. Hallelujah. So don't give up on God. I know my Lord won't give up on you. You and you and you. Because what? He's able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name today, God. We love you, Jesus. Sing, he's able. Hallelujah. We lift up your name, Jesus. Can everybody repeat after me? Sing, oh, he's able. Sing, Oh, oh, he's able. If you sing, oh, oh, hallelujah. Sing, sing, Jesus, he's able. I want everybody to sing. Sing, sing, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus,
he's able.
Everybody sing, he's able,
he's able.
Sing, he's able,
he's able.
Sing, he's able,
he's able.
Oh, yes, he's able,
he's able.
Sing, he's able. Sing, he's able.
He's able.
Sing, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, yes, he's able.
He's
how many
able.
Of y'all know? He did it for me.
He's able.
I know my Lord would do it for you.
He's able.
No matter what you're going through,
he's able.
He'll see you through.
He's able.
Every day of my life,
he's able.
I want to trust you, Lord.
He's able.
Because I know that you're able, Jesus.
He's able.
Oh, yes, he's able.
He's
come
able.
On, y'all. Sing, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, yes, he's able.
He's able.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He's
oh, my God, he's able.
He's
come
able.
On, y'all. Sing, he's able.
He's able.
Sing, he's able.
He's able.
But I know you're able.
He's able.
Oh, yes, he's able.
He's
sing.
Able.
Sing, God is able to do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. How many of y'all believe that today? Sing. Sing, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Last time, sing. Sing, don't give up on God. Cause Lord, I know you won't give up on me, Jesus. Somebody sing, he's able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Let's give God some praise because he's able.
Hallelujah.
Does anybody know that God is able to do exactly what he promised he would do? He's able. Whatever you need, he's able. Come on, y'all. Do you believe it? Our God heals broken hearts. He reconciles families. He restores. He reconciles. He empowers. He encourages. He heals. He builds up his people. Our God is able. Come on, y'all. Praise him. Our God is able. Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Yeah.
He's able.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's able.
Yeah.
Whatever's
Jesus.
Going on, he's able.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, I could just say that and sit down because that's a message in itself. He's able.
Amen.
All you have to do is just name it. He's able.
Hallelujah.
But you got to believe it. You got to believe this word.
Yeah.
Amen. He's
hallelujah.
Able.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God.
Hallelujah.
Just think about your journey.
Woo.
And say, he's able.
He's able.
Think about what you may be even going through right now.
Hallelujah.
He's able.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he
hallelujah.
Is. Oh, yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, he is.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, our God, our provider, our protector, our shield, our rock, our refuge, our comforter, our all in all. We bow this Sunday morning once again, God, to say thank you. God, thank you for your grace, and God, thank you for your mercy. God, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. God, thank you for your divine protection and your provision, God. We come this Sunday morning with thanksgiving in our spirits, Lord God, thanking you because you are a great God and you are greatly to be praised. God, we thank you now for forgiving us, Lord God. God, we have messed up time and time again, but you are a faithful and a loving and forgiving God. So we come this Sunday morning saying once again, God, forgive us and create in each one of us clean and righteous hearts, Lord, that we may press on and do your will, God, that we may be doers of this word and not just talkers and hearers, God. Empower your people in the name of Jesus. God, we come with many concerns, God, but God, we know that you're able. So we turn them over to you, Lord God, and we're walking out of this place in victory, Lord God. Now, God, have your way in this place. If there be anything in me, God, that's not like you, take it away right now in the name of Jesus so that I may hear clearly from you, Lord God. And if you give it to me, Lord, I will speak it to your people. So have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Have your way. Let your power, your anointing, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Amen and amen. God, I love you. I'm just so grateful for another opportunity to be in the house of the Lord with the people of God and people that love God. It is just a blessing, and I count it all joy. Our scripture this morning is from the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, and it's in chapter 16. So when you have found it in your Bibles, and as I encourage the children to bring their Bibles each Sunday, I invite everyone to bring your Bible to church. Amen. It is the word of God for the people of God. So Acts chapter 16, starting with verse 16. And this morning I'm going to read to you a story as is outlined in the NIV Bible. So when you have found it, I ask that you please stand in reverence to our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. As Luke has written for our instructions here, in the book of Acts, chapter 16. And it starts this way at verse 16. So we're reading from, I am reading from the NIV version of the Bible, chapter 16, starting with verse 16. And this is how it reads in my Bible. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned and said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrate and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. The Bible tells us that about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. I get excited about this word. Y'all excuse me. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chain came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourselves. We are all here." The jailer called for lights and rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Help me, God. Then they spoke the word of God, the Lord, to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them, washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God. He and his whole family.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I know that's a long story, but I want it to get into your spirit what was actually going on with Paul and Silas. God has been giving specific messages for abundant life over the last few weeks. He gave us the message in the meantime. He gave the message, the fear factor, last week. And this Sunday morning, he's saying to someone, this is the title, The Other Side of Midnight. Our message this morning is The Other Side of Midnight. See, I've been listening to God for several days about this title, The Other Side of Midnight. And some of you may remember that there was a movie entitled The Other Side of Midnight many years ago. And I stand before you and I can't remember the details of that movie. However, this title got stuck in my head this week. So I reread the scripture and I reread the scripture, seeking what God had for us this morning. Then I went to the dictionary to read the definition of midnight, seeking God for clarity, to get a better understanding. God, what are you saying to abundant life on October 12, 2014? The dictionary stated midnight is the middle of the night. It said 12 o'clock at night. As I dialogued with God, I said, God, most people already are aware of that. So I read a little further. It read this way. Midnight is a period of darkness and gloom. Then I began to understand better our message from God. God is saying this Sunday morning, the period of darkness and gloom is not forever. See, I don't know who that message is for, but he wants you to know. The period of darkness and gloom won't last forever. Your midnight experience is just temporary. God is saying you will get to the other side of midnight. Because see, we know that weeping endures for a night. But the word says joy comes in the morning. Jesus' joy, we're talking about Jesus' joy, comes in the morning. So help me as we pray together and probe the word of God together this morning to see what thus says the Lord for Abundant Life Christian Ministry. I believe God has a relevant truth for us this morning. I believe God is saying, yes, all of us, all of you in Abundant Life will have some midnight experiences. And the experiences may not be the same for each one of you. Some of you may be sitting here this morning feeling a little lonely, wondering when that's going to pass. And others may be going through some financial challenges, and some may be sick in your body. Come on, some may be just struggling with this thing we call unforgiveness. Yeah. And you're in a deep, you're in a dismal and dark place. Come on now. Some may be caught up in just sinful behavior. Come on with me now. Struggling to overcome sinful habits. But you feel like you're in a dark, gloomy place. God is saying to you, you will get to the other side of midnight, where there is peace, where there is joy, and you will be able to rejoice again, because you can trust my word. Come on, if anybody believe it, let the church say amen. You will get to the other side of midnight. See, we've all been in a place that we wonder where God is even hearing our prayers. And we can't find family or friends to pray with. God is saying this morning, you will get through it. You will get to the other side of midnight. So let's take a look at the text this morning from the book of Acts. We've already known and we know that it was written by Luke and that Luke was a physician. He traveled many journeys with the Apostle Paul. Research tells us that he was not an apostle, but he came to believe God by testimonies from others and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He believed the word by testimonies of others. So in our morning text, Luke tells us about this young slave girl who made a great deal of money for her owners. But the Bible also tells us that she was possessed with a demonic spirit. But she kept following Paul and Silas and the others saying, these are men of God. See, they recognize. The Spirit recognized. They're servants of the Most High God. They're telling you how to be saved. So after a period, Paul just got tired of her. See, she was telling the truth. And you would think he would be excited of all the promotion and the public relations. But probably because she was shouting so loud that she was attracting more attention to herself. Paul feared that everyone would start to look at her. So he turned around and called out that demon. He said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, See, there's power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her. Holy Spirit, speak to us this morning. The Bible tells us immediately the spirit left. And of course, these masters, they were upset. Money gone, y'all. So we're told that they seized Paul and Silas. They stripped them of their clothes. They beat them publicly and then placed them in jail. Certainly, this was a midnight experience. See, they were put in a dark and a gloomy place. They were shackled with chains. Despite this dismal, dark place, what does the Bible say? About midnight, Paul and Silas was praying and singing to God. So the first relevant truth I want to leave with you this morning that God is saying to us, no matter what your circumstances, we should pray, praise, and worship our God. Amen. To get that straight, no matter what you're going through, pray, praise, and worship our God. Do not let go of your praise. See, I've heard someone say, and I just believe it, praise is our weapon. See, it confuses the enemy. The enemy expects you to have a pity party, to go in depression, hold your head down low, and whine and cry. Even get intoxicated using alcohol and drugs. Move into sinful behavior when you're going through the midnight experience. But we must declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us, Christ who strengthened us. So we got to get this in our spirit. Amen. Praise is our
weapon.
Amen. Because things are going to happen here on earth. And we're all going to go through some midnight experiences. But what would you do? We must speak God's word, I would suggest, over our situation in faith. See, it has to be done in faith. You got to believe that God is able to work that thing out and bring you to the other side of midnight.
Yeah. Amen.
God said, yes, people of God, you're going to have some gloomy, some dark and lonely things happen in your life. But turn to my word that says, fear not, I am with you. Right in the middle of your midnight, do not be dismayed because I am your God. I will strengthen you. Hallelujah. Now, ain't that good news? Come on, people of God. Ain't that good news? Whatever you're going through, God said, fear not. I am with you. I'm your God. Yes, I'm able. I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can even ask or think. Come on, church. What then should we say in response to all these things? Come on, people of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, so you will get to the other side of midnight. Yes, all, yes, some point we all will go through this. But God has given us his word. And we must hold on to that word. We must learn, and this is, I don't know who this is for, but you must learn to speak that word over your situation. God says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I desire. It will achieve my purpose. Speak that word over your situation when you're going through. Come on, people of God. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, trust God. Trust God and begin to speak this word over your situation. The Bible says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Oh, yes, he is. He will not grow tired or weary, even when we do. And his understanding we cannot even fathom. Despite the midnight experiences, he gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. But you got to believe this. The Bible says even the youth, even our youth will grow tired and weary. And the young men will stumble and fall. Come on, y'all. But those who hope or wait on the Lord will renew their strength. See, renew your strength with this word. They will soar like wings, like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint. God is saying, I will get you to the other side of midnight. We talked about Job this morning. And certainly, if you know anything about the story of Job, we talked about in Sunday school what he was going through. And certainly, that was a midnight experience. Amen. His wife told him, curse God and die. And we don't need people like that around us when we're going through. His friends just decided he was doing something wrong. Get right with God and do it now, and God will restore your stuff. You don't need friends like that.
Come on now.
When you're going through midnight experiences. So Job told his wife, "You sound foolish to me, woman."
Come on now.
He said, "I know my Redeemer lives." See, Job never wavered. He was faithful. In the middle of his midnight experience, he trusts God. He said, God giveth it, God taketh away. Blessed be the name of God. Can you do that this morning when you're going through? Can you still say, blessed be the name of God? See, that's what God wants from his people. He wants us to walk this thing out. When you're going through, keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Keep on calling on his name. Speak that word over your situation. Whatever it is. No matter how you feel. You're going to get through the other side of midnight. Because we know we have victory in Jesus. So why do you worry? Why do you fret? When you know you're going to get to the other side of midnight. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says this. When they were singing, hallelujah, praises unto God, the earthquake came and opened the door. See, when the praises were going up, the blessings were coming down. All at once, those doors flew open and everybody was loose. God is saying to you this morning, Jesus is able to break some chains in your life. He's able to break some chains in your life. Just praise him and sing hymns unto him. See, we know that he's able. So our weapon is our praise. He's able to break every chain, church. Break every chain. See, I don't know who this is for, but I believe it's somebody under the sound of my voice that may be going through some stuff this morning. You will get to the other side of midnight. Jesus will break some chains in your life, whatever those chains are. Hallelujah, God. Whatever you bound with, God is able to loose those chains just like he did for Paul and Silas. You will get to the other side of midnight and you will have joy, unspeakable joy. So those are two things God is saying for abundant life this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's see, can we get back and close out the scripture. Our morning text tells us that the jailer woke up. He was in panic. Now the doors are open. I might as well kill myself because the people are going to kill me. The prisoners are gone. But Paul said, do not harm yourself. This is good news. I don't know about you. But see, I get excited about the word of God because I know I can apply it to my life. I can be healed. I can be made whole. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But when the jailer called for the lights to come on and he realized everybody was still there, the Bible says he fell down before Paul and Silas and said, men of God, what must I do to be saved? So let's think about that for a moment. The behavior of Paul and Silas during their midnight experience caused this man to want to be saved. He wanted to know more about their God. So I asked you this morning, the way you behave when you leave the church. Does anybody want to know about your God? Are you a witness for your God based on your actions and your behavior, not your words? Because people talk all the time. People will talk. But will your behavior be one that will pull people to God? Come on, church. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Paul and Silas, in their midnight experience, were praying and praising and singing hymns. This jailer then, the one that had them on the lock and key, fell to their knees. Men of God, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It goes on to say that his whole household was saved. It tells us they cleaned their wounds and gave them food. The enemy now feeding God's people. All because of their behavior. Would anybody want to serve your God? Based on what you do. Come on, y'all. Let's be real up in here this morning. Would anyone? Remember, you can save someone's soul with the help of the Holy Spirit based on what you do. And that's power. That is a powerful position, because see, God has given us power. God has anointed us here on earth to draw other men to him by the use of the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit? They sang that last week. The Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. A third revelation is just that. And I'm going to ask the question, and I'm going to pause and let you think about it. Hallelujah. Your behavior. Will your behavior cause people to love your God? Will your behavior cause people to want to know more about your God? This is a question, a mirror in your face. Don't look to your right or left. You don't have time to tell anybody anything about anything. Ask yourself. When I'm going through my midnight experience, will I be able to give God some praise? Will I be able to worship my God? Will I keep giving him all the glory until I get to the other side of midnight? Because on the other side is peace. On the other side of midnight is joy. On the other side of midnight is wholeness. On the other side of midnight is deliverance. So I'm going to try to close this out. But note that Paul and Silas was faithful to their God, even in the middle of their midnight. The dark and gloomy prison. They had been beaten and taken their clothing away, publicly beaten without clothing, put into prison. But these two men were singing and praising their God at midnight. Hallelujah. And when they got to the other side of midnight, what did they do? They went out and told somebody. Amen. About the good news of their Lord and Savior. Amen. When they got to the other side, they weren't concerned about themselves. They wanted to tell somebody, you can be saved. You can be whole. My God is a healer. My God is able. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. But when we get to the other side of midnight, what will we do? That's for you to figure out between you and your God. I don't know. But these men, they went and told somebody. They told somebody their testimony. And their testimony drew others to their God. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to try to wind it up. But because of their steadfastness, faithfulness to God, the jailer ended up serving them. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. So I leave these thoughts with you this morning. Hallelujah, God. I leave these thoughts with you this morning. No matter what our circumstances, Remember to pray, praise, and worship God. Remember that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is able to break our chains, whatever they may be. Only you know what you're going through, whether it's the bondage of addiction, loneliness, sickness, whatever. But God is able. Oh, yes, He is. And finally, as we leave this place, we must believe that God will deliver us to the other side of midnight. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let your behavior be such that you would glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. So I must say this. I thank God for my midnight experiences. Because through those midnight experiences, you know that I say through. See, I got through those midnight experiences. It taught me to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. To put first things first. It taught me to have a renewed mind because I renew it daily with this word. See, no matter what comes my way now, I just believe that I'm going to get to the other side of midnight. That God is not going to leave me or forsake me. God is saying, I have a mighty work for Abundant Life Christian Ministries. But people of God, you have to understand, on your way to your purpose, you will have some midnight experiences. But God said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. You will get to the other side. But keep on praising. Keep on praying. Keep on giving me all the glory. Because I am God. I'm God all by myself.
Yeah.
Come on, people of God. We have to understand the power and the anointing that we have. You must understand that, and you must look like it. Nobody want to be around anybody with their head hanging low and saying,
come on now.
Oh, no.
Come on now.
People are looking for someone to give them some hope that there is a brighter day. So people of God, get with it. As you stand all over this sanctuary, give God some glory. Give God some praise. Even if you're going through right now, send those praises up so those blessings will come on down. Don't look like what you're going through if you've got something going on. Look victorious. Look as though you know and you believe your God will heal you. Your God will comfort you. Your God will be with you until you get to the other side of midnight. So the door of the church is open. I know most of you, but I don't want to take it for granted that everybody is saved and understand salvation. So I open the door of the church to invite you to come forward at this time. If you never confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come now. And we have ministers that will walk you through the plan of salvation. If you have questions about your salvation, yes, I repeated that prayer, but Pastor, I just don't know what that means for me. I invite you now to come forth. I need to know more about the plan of salvation that God provided for me through Jesus Christ. See, there is no shame in that. No one besides you can put you in a heaven or a hell. This is between you and your God. Is there anyone? Is there anyone?
No turning back.
Does everybody have a church home? If not, we invite you to join with us. We are a new body in Christ, and we love the Lord, and we'll love you. We'll be with you right in the middle of those midnight experiences until you get to the other side and give your testimony for your God. Is there anyone?
I have decided.
And thirdly, the altar is open for prayer. If anybody is right in the middle of some stuff and feel like a cloud is over your head, don't leave here without coming to the altar and bowing before your God and seeking His wisdom to help you get to the other side of your midnight experience. Is there anything you want to talk to God about this morning? The altar is open. If you just want to talk to God about being so good to you, the altar is open. If you want to pray for your family, the altar is open. See, most of us got family drama going on. Let's be real. Do we want to take the time this morning and lift up our families? God, help my family get to the other side of midnight. God, let me be a testimony to you, even when I get to the other side. God, I'm right in the middle of this stuff right now, but the pastor said I should praise and I should pray and I should worship you. I commit this Sunday morning, I'm not going to be a whiner. I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to give him all the glory. I'm just going to believe that he's going to heal me. And God, when you heal me, I'm going to tell somebody about your goodness. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell somebody else. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are always right there in the middle with us. That's why we've decided that we're going to follow you, Jesus.